Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. For a brief moment in time after World War II, the eccentric visionary, the innovator, and the quick buck artist found a place in the American auto industry. For a few short years, just as the infancy of the industry, independent manufacturers could challenge the monolithic corporations. Before we begin this morning's journey through time, I want to say thank you to the boys of the road crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out some of their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Preston Tucker was ambitious. Preston Tucker was imaginative. Preston Tucker was a man who cut corners to reach a goal. Born in 1903, Tucker, from childhood, was passionately obsessed with automobiles. By age 16, he had amassed a sizable bank account by selling used cars. And before reaching the age of 18, he was working at a Cadillac dealership. Legend has it that he had a short-lived career in law enforcement. According to the story, while working for the Lincoln Park, Michigan Police Department, he used a blowtorch to cut a hole in the firewall of a police car and fashion a heater, and that ended his employment with the police department. During the mid-1920s, Tucker worked on a Ford Motor Company assembly line while running a gas station at night. And soon, the night job replaced the day job, and the service station morphed into a used car lot where Tucker peddled used Studebakers. After selling this business, Tucker honed his skills as a salesman at Stutz, Chrysler, Pierce-Arrow, and Dodge dealerships. During the 1930s, Tucker moved to Indianapolis and began working with race car developer Harry Miller. All of these endeavors fueled a childhood dream to become an automobile manufacturer. But timing had never been right. First, there was the post-World War I economic recession. Then came the Great Depression. But after World War II, there was a pent-up demand for new cars, and the government was divesting itself of equipment and buildings, as well as offering financial assistance for startup companies. And so, Tucker dusted off almost 2 decades of automotive doodles and drawings, called in favors from associates in the auto industry, and began work to design the car of the future. The Tucker Torpedo was designed with a Franklin-manufactured air-cooled helicopter engine mounted to a unique transaxle that incorporated a rebuilt cord transmission with swing-arm suspension. As envisioned, the car would have had a padded dash, pop-out safety windshield, disc brakes, and a Cyclops Eye center headlight that turned with the wheels. Tucker hired Alex Tremulous, a legendary automobile designer, to style the body. The first prototype was unveiled to the public in 1947. It grabbed the public's attention, but styling was not enough to fuel sales, especially as rumors began to swirl about corners being cut. At the gala unveiling, the car had been pushed onto the stage as the transmission was inoperable. To fund the endeavor, Tucker began selling radios with the promise that cars would follow, and memorabilia, and other items. Then there were questionable loans and accounting, and dealerships. As a result, only 51 cars were built before Tucker became mired in a legal battle with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Tucker and his company were eventually found not guilty, but the company had lost its factory and had accumulated a crippling amount of debt. Hayward and Channing Powell started their business endeavors with the manufacturing of radios in Compton, California during the mid-1920s. In the early 1930s, they abandoned radios and began manufacturing scooters and scooter sidecars. The brothers were moderately successful, as the scooters were made for ideal light delivery vehicles in the increasingly urban environment of Los Angeles. In the mid-1950s, the brothers saw opportunity in another niche market, the rise of suburbia. And so, they developed the Powell pickup truck and sport wagon. The lightweight, quarter-ton vehicles were built on refurbished 1940s Dodge, DeSoto, and Plymouth chassis. Folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week, but before I go, I want to give a shout-out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, a near-perfect blending of the past and present, a living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Thank you for joining us this morning. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.